This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
3-9-1-5-7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the total... What, are they just out and about or what? I mean, goodness gracious, you've got all this stuff going on with 11-year-old audio tape of locker room talk from Donald Trump. And everybody is in hysterics on the left. And everybody in... Well, if you're a globalist and former Republican, but now globalist, then you're in a panic too. Oh, I can't believe these things are being said by Donald Trump. And you're just running hysterically away from the candidate. Well, if you're one of those, well, you know, guess what? Welcome to running away from your candidate for president of the United States. And I guess, you know, that's just the world they live in, you know, being nice and loyal, right? You know, it's kind of interesting though. Those people that are running away from Donald Trump that are so-called Republicans, well, I just view it as this. I just look at it as nothing more than the continuation of the Donald Trump hostile takeover of the Republican Party. You know, we need to get rid of these kind of Republicans. Who needs, you know, with Republicans like this in your own party, who needs enemies? I mean, really. Just push all your enemies away, because why? You got Republicans that are stabbing you in the back and running away from you. You don't want those kind of people in your party. You really don't. And I think that eventually, as this whole thing starts to unfold and we get into more of the substance of what's going on with this whole debate, there's going to be a big, huge debate tonight. It's going to be interesting to watch that whole thing. But, you know, as we get into the substance and the policies, and all of a sudden we start to focus things on things like WikiLeaks. Yeah, Julian Assange, he comes out with WikiLeaks over the weekend, and, you know, it's kind of interesting. There is everybody gets dirt. You get the dirt on Donald Trump about, you know, the locker room talk, and then you get the dirt on Hillary Clinton, open borders, Hillary Rodham Clinton. No one saw that coming? Hello, are you kidding me? We've been talking about it on this show for years. And, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting. I had a conversation, several conversations over the weekend, Tea Party people, other people protesting. There was a, not protesting, but demonstrating. There was a Trump rally Friday night. Went to that. And, of course, Wednesday went to the Trump rally in Reno and saw that whole thing going down over there. And I got to tell you, there's a real class act going on within the Republican Party, the new Republican Party of Donald Trump, that I really think is really the keystone, the cornerstone, if you will, of the future for the Republican Party. And, you know, and again, you know, people are going to start to say, well, we're going to be proud Republicans. And one of the things we need to learn to do as proud Republicans is stand by our man. There's no doubt about it. And if you think that there's not going to be more of this kind of stuff that's going to come Donald's way in October, what do you think October's all about? Of course there is. This is I see this as nothing more than just a big challenge for Donald Trump's presidency. And, you know, how many times is he going to be challenged as the president? And what is he going to do? How is he going to react? How is he going to stand up and step up, especially in you know, with the world that we live in? This guy is going against the one world order, folks. We have to understand that. That's the challenge for him. Are we going against? Well, those of us that are supporting Donald Trump, we are. We're standing up and stepping up. But what about these other crybabies? Oh, they're all worried. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. We're going to run away. And they're running away. So, you know, cowardice is what I'm seeing here. And, you know, it's kind of interesting on Drudge this morning. You wake up to the picture of Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan, and it says he's P-whipped, you know, as in P-U-S-S-Y, whipped. And this is, of course, alluding to the comments that Donald was talking about in the now infamous 11-year-old, you know, audio tape. And by the way, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. I'm going to come back to that thought and apply it to Hillary Rodham Clinton about sticks and stones. Anyway, but you know, Paul Ryan running away, and if you did not hear, and quite frankly, here comes the conspiracy theorist in me. I've got the tinfoil hat on, and clearly this whole thing has been a setup, and it's been a setup in coordination, in my opinion, between the Clinton camp and, you know, Paul Ryan and the globalist. Yeah, the globalist party. Remember, I divide it up. This is my way of thinking, and you can follow along with this, but I say there's a Republican Party that's being taken over in a hostile takeover by, and seen as a hostile takeover. Now, I don't think it's bad. I think it's good because more conservatives are going into the Republican Party. And that's causing exit stage left by the Republicans that have been establishment Republicans who are globalists. And I've labeled them as globalists. So now we have Republicans, globalists, and Democrats. And, of course, those globalists, you know, are pulling from the Democratic Party as well. Hillary Rodham Clinton is a globalist. And this is what Bernie Sanders was trying to get to with Hillary Rodham Clinton during the debates when they were going on. He wanted to see the speeches that she gave. Gives us a transcript of the speeches she gave to Goldman Sachs and others, and she refused to do it, of course. And she just smiled and laughed it off, and you know it was no big deal. But you know the bottom line: Bernie Sanders understood that she's a globalist, and being a globalist does nothing for job security. You know, this is where Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders and myself align, actually. Myself with Bernie Sanders. No, listen, wait a minute here. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we have to have borders. And Bernie Sanders recognizes that. And he understands that Hillary Rodham Clinton is a globalist. Now, he's a globalist, too, but of a different sort. He knows you have to have borders if you can have secure jobs. And he's all in on trying to keep union jobs in America. That's what his angle is. So he's kind of got that whole Democratic thing going on from, you know, 20 years ago, trying to preserve jobs in the face of globalism. And so that's why he's demanding that she come forward with these, or he was. And now, of course, she never did. But WikiLeaks comes out with it at the same time. You know, basically, they put the thing on the table about Donald Trump and 11-year-old audio tape. They put that on the table. There's a term legal people understand what I'm getting at there. They put it on the table and let it sit, and then WikiLeaks comes out, and they bring out, you know, several dozens, thousands, tens of thousands of emails about Hillary Rodham Clinton now. So, you know, we're getting more of that now. And part of that is these Goldman Sachs transcripts, which says she's clearly a globalist. Open border. She wants an open border. She doesn't want a border. She doesn't want a border down south. I got to tell you, and we've talked about this many, many times, what would it be like without a border in the south? And we don't have one now. They pulled the border guards back, 50 to 70 miles back from the border. It's wide open territory down there. They're warning everybody, you know, don't pick up strangers and all that sort of thing. And watch out for yourself, protect yourself, you know, if you're down along the border down there, because there's no border protection, except for the county sheriffs and maybe the highway patrol and that sort of thing. But, you know, this is what they have done from the federal standpoint. They've pulled people back and retreated from the border. It's giving up the border. Essentially, we have given up the southern border already through President Barack Hussein Obama, who is a globalist, right? Okay, so we get that. We get that. Now, what does that mean to this country in 1 year? What would that look like in this country in 1 year with this globalist attitude? I'll tell you what it would mean. It's going to mean the death of this country. And Hillary Rodham Clinton knows that. That's why she's playing to the globalist. And that's why the coordinated effort between the globalist and the Republican Party, like Paul Ryan, who's clearly a globalist, enabling and helping, you know, all these immigrants getting paid for by the Obama administration into all these various church charities, he ushered that whole thing in. And, of course, therein lies the problem with Paul Ryan. He is a globalist, as well as the rest of these Republicans that are running away from Donald Trump. We don't need the globalist in the Republican Party, and neither does Donald Trump, and he knows that. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed only. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. foodforliberty.com.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, Julian Assange releases, it says here, 2,050 emails from Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta. Now, there's more coming out on this. And, you know, let's talk about substance here, and let's talk about what's really truly going on with Hillary Rodham Clinton. And by the way, for all of you Trump supporters out there, keep it up. You know, we're going to be talking about what happened at Trump Tower yesterday, massive support for Donald Trump. And, of course, these Republicans that are running away from them, let them run. I mean, come on. And, you know, they're denouncing him and all this other stuff. And, you know, it's the same cast of characters. It's the same globalist cast of characters that are denouncing him and didn't like him. You know, you got Lee and all these other morons out there. We don't need these kind of people in the new Republican Party. We don't. We don't need them. You know, we need people who are going to support one another. And here you have it. They're now talking about the Republican Party pulling people away and all that good stuff. You know, it's kind of interesting. I was alluding to the setup. You know, here you have this planned event that Paul Ryan had invited Trump to yesterday, and he was going to introduce him, have him on stage. And all of a sudden, boom, the night before, you have this big blow up with all this stuff. So Paul Ryan uninvites him. He uninvites him. So he can't show up. Then they invite, you know, they like Pence because he's more appropriate. So they invite him, and he, you know, he backs off and says, no, I'm not going to go. That's just too icky for me to get involved with that. So Paul Ryan gets up there, and he starts espousing stuff, and he gets booed off the stage, basically. I mean, he's being heckled and booed while he's making his presentation, you know. Scott Walker gets up there, and you know, so it was an awkward situation for him at this little festival that he has, this conservative festival that Paul Ryan has. And, you know, Paul Ryan is going to suffer immensely. He'll probably get reelected, but a Donald Trump presidency would meet his doom, which is good, because he's been very disloyal. He is not a Trump supporter, has not been a Trump supporter, does not support the will of the people, which I think is more disturbing than anything else, because he's purely a globalist. He's got the global edge, and you know, you cannot discount his religious background and playing a big role in all that stuff, which is pretty self-evident. I think by now people are starting to figure out what's going on with Paul Ryan and his overplay to his own religious inklings, as opposed to what's constitutionally his responsibility. And he needs to do a little bit of a gut check with back there with John Kennedy, I might add, who actually saw it right as president of the United States in the middle of huge controversy back in the 1960s, by the way, and got elected as a Catholic, the first Catholic president in our nation's history, which is a big thing back then in 1960. People don't think it's a big thing today. It's a big thing today, even. And Paul Ryan should suffer politically for his disloyalty to his own party, to his own people, the wishes of the people. And forget Donald Trump. The people have spoken. They want Donald Trump. But he is not, you know, even remotely supported him. And so this is why I say the likelihood of coordination of effort between the globalist and Hillary Rodham Clinton, and the globalist and Republican side and Hillary Rodham Clinton is, of course, 100%. You can't say it's not. How can it not be coordinated? So the maximum exposure and damage to Donald Trump was enormous, was coordinated to take place yesterday in Wisconsin. It didn't happen. You know, there's a lot of pushback on the Trump side and a lot more support than people realize, I think, because there was, like, once again, the Republicans at this late date, you know, obviously wanting to, at least in their own mind, their own delusional mind, think that, oh, we'll just substitute Paul Ryan in there. He's a good Catholic boy. And we'll just substitute Paul Ryan. Or we can put Ted Cruz in. You know, all the Trump haters are out. That's just it. You know, the Never Trumpers, this was their moment yesterday. And they coordinated that, of course, with the Democratic Party. I mean, it's clear. It's just obvious. Now I say it's obvious. I come to you because I went to CPAC in, was it January? In Washington, D.C., and I saw this act going on, this absolute vitriolic hatred from the never-Trumpers towards Donald Trump. And I saw it firsthand. You know, Guy Benson, and Katie Pavlich, and the other talking heads at Fox News. And by the way, if you've noticed and you've been watching, the youngers are taking over at Fox News now, and they're extremely left. They're very, very much left, and they're all Trump haters. You know, Dana Perino and Steyerwall and that group, they're starting up their own shows, and this is now the Murdoch influence that's coming on board, the two Murdoch brothers that are globalists. They're absolute globalists, and they want to destroy Fox News from a conservative standpoint. And they're doing that. They're doing that. That's why, you know, Greta Van Susteren left and so on. But then there's more to it than that. The dynamics are changing. And I'm getting complaints all the time from people about Fox turning so far left, and they are. And right now, yesterday, you could see that in the day before the actual run-up to this whole thing, I was sitting there thinking, you know, last week, there's something going on here with Fox News, and how, and not just not everybody, because you still have the, you know, the Fox and Friends in the morning, they're all in for Trump, and you have some isolated programming out there. The Fox Business is still in the conservative mode and all in for Donald Trump, but you know, you still have the one-offs. It's becoming one-offs now on Fox News as to who's conservative and who's, you know, who's not. And I know they try and play the fair and balanced thing and all that stuff, but it was very, very evident with the youngers that are at Fox News. It was evident back in January, and this is my point. They have a vitriolic hatred of Donald Trump. A vitriolic hatred. I'm going to say that. Vitriolic hatred. Especially you, Katie. You know you do. I mean, you could. The videos are out there. I mean, it's just vicious, vile hatred towards the guy. And Guy Benjamin's the same way. So, I mean, I point those two out because they were pretty much the standard bearers at CPAC of this whole anti-Trump hate movement. And it was a hate movement. And that's the thing that would disturb me the most about CPAC is that you had a lot of youngers there. And we had John B. Wells on the show. And we did a thing with John B. Wells and Brendy Richards. And John B. Wells and I, when we first met and started talking when we were at CPAC, it was absolutely astounding because we were saying the same thing, that at CPAC there were so many youngers there, young kids in the 20s, late teens, 20s, and early 30s. You know, of course, that's young to us. But we were just astounded because they were so energized and so on. But what they were being exposed to was the vitriolic hatred that was coming out from people like Glenn Beck, Mark Levin, you know, the Never Trumpers that were all springing out from Fox News. I mean, it was disgusting, and it was a preaching of hate and I object to that. I don't care what you want to do with Donald Trump and his policies and so on, but it was really a sycophantic hate that was coming from these people. It was oozing from them in just about everything they did. And that disturbed me more than anything else about CPAC. I mean, I was really encouraged to see the young kids there, and there was a lot of youngers there. They're bringing in, you know, people from all around Washington, D.C. as young Republicans. And they were exposing them to that hatred. And that's my point. You know, I recognize hate speech. I recognize when people have an attitude about somebody and their hatred, they have a hatred towards them. And that's what I was seeing. I wasn't seeing real political dialogue going on in any of the presentations when I was watching these guys. But it was all down and anti-Trump. And I just have a problem with that. He's your party guy. And all of a sudden, you know, he's the leader of the pack, so to speak. And at the time, he was leading the pack. Literally leading the pack, and he was, you know, brutalizing everybody pretty well, and he was winning. And he won, eventually. And that hatred continued, and yesterday, you saw it coming out yesterday from all these people, the Never Trumpers. They were making another attempt to derail Donald Trump. And it's not working, because why? Donald Trump stepping up and saying, hey, I'm a man. I'm going to stay in this race. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed only. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
I did try and fuck her. She was married.
That's huge news there.
No, Nancy. Yeah. No, this was... And I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I took her out furniture. I moved on her like a...
Well, that was Donald Trump, and I'd say the Trump campaign moving forward. 11 years ago, when he was a Democrat... Hello. When he was a Democrat in... when he was in the entertainment business, and that's just a small clip. I'm not going to play the whole thing. I don't see any reason to play something that's 11 years old which is just all verbiage and no action. And by the way, he's talking about a young lady and in very disparaging terms. And I make no excuses for that, of course. This is 11 years old, by the way. The man's changed quite a bit, I would say. And we all can. You know, we can all ask for forgiveness and get it. And, you know, what's kind of interesting is that you don't have the evangelicals fleeing Donald Trump. No, they're standing by him. They get it. They get it. I mean, they totally get it. It's just these, as they say, the pee-whipped, Paul Ryan and others. That's the Drudge comment, by the way, the pee-whipped. And you guys know what I mean by that. That's on Drudge right now. It's great. It's great. Big picture of Paul Ryan with an exasperated little boy look. And I say boy. Anyway, that little boy look, and he's just exasperated. Says pee-whipped. But, you know, the people that really count, in my opinion, with Donald Trump, are standing with him. And I mean, that's the vast majority of people. I do not see. And again, I'm going to go back to Reno. I went to Reno and saw the Donald Trump demonstration. I do not see these people backing away from Donald Trump no matter what. That's not happening. They get it. They get the one world order business. They get the fact that the totalitarians are at the gate pounding. And inside the gate, you've got Hillary Rodham Clinton, the totalitarian, and her husband, who's flipping the script on everything, including Obamacare. Coming out ripping Obamacare. Of course, they realize Obamacare is disgusting and vulgar and all that stuff. Oh, yeah, so we're going to jump on board and be anti-Obamacare. When they're saying, oh, we like Obamacare. We want single payer, which is really what this is all about. So, you know, anyway, 11 years old, this video surfaces, completely contrived. There's more. I'm sure there's more. We're going to have to stand by our man. It's going to progressively get worse. This is the base level at which we're dealing with the Clintons. They've got no argument on any substance. Benghazi? Hello? Benghazi? You know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Has Donald Trump hurt anybody with the statement that he made here? Have people died in Libya as a result of Donald Trump making the statement 11 years ago? Have people died in the Middle East as a result of Donald Trump making the statement 11 years ago? But I do want to ask you this. How many people have died with Hillary Rodham Clinton as Secretary of State making the statements she makes, such as the one with something like, went something like this, we saw, we came, he died, in reference to Muammar Gaddafi. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. And that's really what we have here. We have a vicious killer. A vicious killer in Clinton. No apologies, right? Oh, we're going to catch the guy who made this video and pay, make everybody pay, and we're going to make sure that their lives are not lost in vain. That's basically what she told the mothers there when the bodies came flying into Dover from, well, Benghazi, 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 right? The lies that she tells. Now, that's the Hillary Rodham Clinton that we all know and love, right? All you people on the left who want Hillary, the first woman, to be president. She's a killer. How many tens of thousands of Libyans? How many tens of thousands of Iraqis? How many tens of thousands of Yemeni? How many tens of thousands of people have died at her discretion? Huh? Can you answer that, ladies and gentlemen? And we want to put her as president? Sticks and stones may break my bones. And you get her in charge of sticks and stones, and she's going to break a lot of bones, isn't she? And she's already done that. But names will never hurt me. This is what we're at. We're at childlike behavior here with 70-year-old people, which hold the fate of the world, by the way. And you have one person who's got his finger in the dam against these globalists who want to destroy the country. They want to destroy this country, ladies and gentlemen. That's what this is all about, and Hillary Rodham Clinton is part of that. I mean, is it just a mistake that over the years since the 1990s that we've had Bill Clinton involved with just about everything that we've had policy-wise in this country? Is it just a mistake that these guys have been hanging on and clinging on? This is an oligarchy, ladies and gentlemen. We're moving into third world, which is exactly what the globalists want. They do not want us a first-class, world-rated power. No, they want to come here and exploit us. And they're already doing that. They have been doing that. They've been doing that with the jobs that have been leaving. They've been doing that with the destruction of our educational system. Our educational system where kids learn to work with their hands and build things. That no longer exists in this country. Kids aren't being taught to build things in the educational system. That's the biggest problem. And everybody has to go to college, right? To benefit who? Now take a look at this. Everybody has to go to college thinking that's been out there. We have hundreds of thousands of college graduates that are looking for jobs. They can't get jobs. There's no jobs available because we've sent all of our jobs overseas because of unskilled labor. They weren't taught to be skilled laborers or skilled workers. No. We can't have that. So we've redistributed our wealth to these other countries, and that's what Donald Trump is saying. We have to stop that. We have to stop that redistribution, and we have to stop immigration, which is what they want here in this country to destroy us. That's why they want the open borders. Flood this country with what back in the day, known as wage breakers. They were wage breakers back in the day around 100 years ago with all the new immigrants coming in and quickly labeled as wage breakers, and that's what we have here. We have people that are trying to stream across the borders into this country, take jobs away, and break wages. You wonder why wages are falling. It's because the Chamber of Commerce and all the globalists out there are trying to bring in wage breakers as illegal immigrants. That's what this is all about. They want to change the demographics of this country. They want to erase our borders. They want to destroy this country and not have constitutional law. That's their goal. And Donald Trump's the only thing that's going to stop it at this point, apparently. And, of course, don't you think they're going to throw everything at him? And, by the way, they've been losing their grip on everything. The run-up to this whole event was that they're starting to lose their grip, and Donald Trump was starting to take control and take command of what was going on in the race. They can't have that. Their wonderful little Hillary Rodham Clinton, who, by the way, gets about 100 people who shows up at her rallies. Donald Trump gets 11,000, which I witnessed the other day. And by the way, class act with all of it. Class act Friday night in Yuba City, California, where we had there was a Trump event. Class act. If we're going to have that kind of class act like I saw in Reno with a president like Donald Trump, I'm all in. I'm not all in on the garbage that we don't need. I mean, how many years of the Clintons do we need in this country influencing our country and destroying our country? How many? How many? 8 more years? 4 more years? Not one more minute. Not one more minute. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Send out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed only. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. foodforliberty.com.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And also, remember, Red State Talk Radio, one of the flamethrowers out there in the digital world. We are just absolutely dominating. And Agenda 21 Radio, I'm really, really happy to say, is pretty much dominating as well. We're in the top 10 of TalkStream Live every morning from 6 to 9 Pacific, which is 9 to 12. Eastern, and then we play on the Encore channel on Red State Talk Radio again. And well, it's just amazing the responses that we're getting, the growth that we're getting. We're teamed up with the Horn News, Liberty Alliance, and so on, and we're getting more and more listeners in the tens of thousands of listeners. So we welcome everybody on board that's listening through Red State Talk Radio, and also in Northern California, the Flamethrower up here in Northern California, KMYC 1410 AM. Which is the flagship station, if you will, for Agenda 21 Radio, and strategically positioned, I might add, in the state of Jefferson. Did I say the state of Jefferson? Yeah, there's this new 51st state that's starting to rise from the ashes of California and the tyranny of Jerry Brown and the dictatorship of Jerry Brown, and this is the state of Jefferson, and it will happen. It's going to happen. A lot of people, you know, I have to be with you. You know, several years ago, I thought this whole thing was just a fantasy that could never happen. But, you know, I'm more encouraged every day. People are stepping up and taking control of their own destiny in the state of Jefferson. And that's never a good sign for the state of California or other states in which you have a breakaway or you have a new state forming from within your own state. And this is not a secessionist movement, by the way. A secessionist movement is an illegal movement. This is a constitutional movement. And it's being followed by the letter of the law, and it will happen. It's going to happen, and it's going to take years. We understand. We're patient. People are going to be patient for a new state to be born to make a more perfect union. So it's kind of an interesting thing. You've got a juxtaposition going on between Great Britain and, of course, the Brexit movement, and then Donald Trump trying to save the union right now. And then you have the more perfect union trying to be forged by Mark Baird and Terry Raposa and all the others, Red Smith. They're out there, and Steve Baird, by the way, who's not related to Mark Baird, but Steve Baird, and his wife, Diana. They're all doing a really fantastic job. And got to say something about Rally Sally out there. She's doing a fantastic job, too. So this state of Jefferson is going to happen. It is going to happen. And I'm more convinced every day because there's more people interested and there's more outside influences coming on board because they see the economic value of a state of Jefferson, which is just overwhelming. Anyway, I'm going to get back into the Donald Trump apology tour here. This is his apology. And by the way, I'm one of these kind of guys who's not really apologetic about things. I usually don't try and do things to put myself in a position to be apologetic for. But, you know, when you are confronted where you have to apologize, I have no problem doing that. And, I'm glad to see Donald come out and these comments that were made 11 years ago. He's accepting them. I don't think necessarily he needs to because it was 11 years ago and he's a different man now. He's obviously quite changed he was a Democrat then when he was saying this. Keep that in mind when he said the comments that he's apologizing for. He was a Democrat, but he's owning it, and I appreciate that.
I've never said I'm a perfect person, nor pretended to be someone that I'm not. I've said and done things I regret, and the words released today on this more than a decade-old video are one of them. Anyone who knows me knows these words don't reflect who I am. I said it, I was wrong, and I apologize. I've traveled the country talking about change for America, but my travels have also changed me. I've spent time with grieving mothers who've lost their children, laid off workers whose jobs have gone to other countries, and people from all walks of life who just want a better future. I have gotten to know the great people of our country, and I've been humbled by the faith they've placed in me. I pledge to be a better man tomorrow and will never, ever let you down. Let's be honest. We're living in the real world. This is nothing more than a distraction from the important issues we're facing today. We're losing our jobs. We're less safe than we were 8 years ago, and Washington is totally broken. Hillary Clinton and her kind have run our country into the ground. I've said some foolish things, but there's a big difference between the words and actions of other people. Bill Clinton has actually abused women, and Hillary has bullied, attacked, shamed, and intimidated his victims. We will discuss this more in the coming days. See you at the debate on Sunday.
Okay, see you at the debate on Sunday, and I'm not too sure that that's going to go well for Hillary Rodham Clinton, because you remember that it was at the last debate that Donald Trump said he wasn't going to go there, basically because he saw Chelsea in the audience, and it's a family and all that. So he wasn't going to drag any of that stuff out about Hillary, and I think that was sort of the bait that Hillary took. I see this as a baiting scheme, actually. They've brought it upon themselves now. You know, they're going to reap what they have sown with Donald Trump. Now, we know what Donald Trump can look like in that sort of circumstance, and whether or not he's going to stick with policy, which, by the way, policy with them, they sink. They know they do. That I'm talking about Hillary. They have no policy on anything, really. Well, and what has she done? What has she accomplished? This is the thing about Hillary. She's accomplished nothing in her career. Nothing. And now she wants to be president? Just run us in the ground.
There's more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860.
That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed only. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, it is what it is, ladies and gentlemen. You know, if you want to live with Hillary Rodham Clinton, no policies, sticks and stones, you're going to break bones. Or Donald Trump, who's going to take some action and do some things, and somebody who's an accomplished individual, by the way. And yeah, you know, this is the thing about success in America. Sometimes it's not as clean as you might want it to be. And in his world, what he has accomplished is really quite phenomenal. And to say that we cannot support somebody who is successful in this country is exactly what the left wants us to do. They do not want success. They do not want you to see a successful American any longer, because they don't want the American any longer. That's the whole notion of the one world order, folks. They want to destroy the borders. They want to take control, take charge. And these are dictators. This is what I talk about at the beginning of the show about totalitarianism. These are the totalitarians at the gate, and also they're inside the gate in so many different ways, and Hillary Rodham Clinton is just the extension of that. And that's why I say, you know, this whole notion of running away from Donald Trump right now as Republicans, if you're one of those Republicans, good luck. Just keep running. Because it's pretty obvious that at the end of the day, you're going to run right into oblivion. And that's what we're trying to stop, is oblivion happening to this country. Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's the long one. Or you can go to a21r.com. Get you to the same place, a21r.com. Please feel free to email me, paul@a21r.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans. And I mean that in every sense of the word. You are an exceptional American. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee.
a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN. American Exceptionalism News Network.